KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 62 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high around 80, and winds southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. So far over the past hour, we picked up 1/100th of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic outside the KJAN studios. Well, in the news, a small yellow Atlantic Community School District bus left the parking lot of the Hy-Vee food store in Atlantic Thursday morning, filled with at least $4,000 in school supplies for elementary and some middle school students in the district. The Fill the Bus campaign was the idea of Stephanie Daigle, assistant director of the Atlantic Hy-Vee. She said it began August the 1st, and Daigle spoke with reporters about how the concept came about.
A few months ago, I went with John to a director's meeting, and they actually tried to hype up the school, back to school as much as they could. And I said to John, what if we got a bus in front of our school and filled it full of school supplies? And he says, well, then do it. So I did it. You know, I just put some bags together and I asked for the community's help. And it's just overwhelming how many people just walk by and throw something in.
A couple of local business owners also contributed to the project, but they wanted to remain anonymous, according to Daigle. The result is a generous supply of things that students who are in need can use during the school year.
I got lots of crayons, scissors, folders, just the simple things that I know for my children I buy two or three times throughout the school year, but there are some families that struggle with buying the simple things. And then, of course, I thought about Lysol wipes and Kleenexes, just all the things I know some may take for granted, but the teachers, the principals, all the people involved really appreciate all the.
Washington Elementary School Principal Stacy Harning said that she and Schuler Elementary School Principal James Northwick have more than 50% of their students on the free and reduced lunch program.
So we always have families that come in that have needs for school supplies, and all year long that need continues. So this is going to make a huge difference for our kids and their families. It's so appreciated by the district that Hy-Vee would do this for us.
I'm going to say a big thank you to Hy-Vee and for all the people that donated, because you know, $4,000 worth of supplies does really go a long way for our students, and this will be great for the kids, and looking forward to getting some of this in their hands.
Hornung said that there are tables with supplies set out now at the school so parents can come by anytime during regular business hours and grab a bag to bring home. They'll also be available during back-to-school night at Washington and Schuler on August 22nd from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. A special meeting of the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will take place 11:30 a.m. today in the Media Center at the Schuler Elementary Building. On the agenda is the resignation of Nicole Waterman, high school level 3 paraeducator. The board will also act on contracts and or letters of assignment for Jessica Mendez, Loretta Berenger, Laurie Erickson, Ann Hinton, Jeff Carrick, and Heather Berg. A good number of those folks are bus drivers, and that's what their positions are with regard to. Also, a Western Iowa teacher who faced harassment at the school has been allowed to enroll in another district after his local school board denied his request for a transfer. The Des Moines Register reports that the Oakland student's clothes were thrown into a gym toilet and the word snitch was painted on his car. The Iowa Board of Education said this week that the teen faced escalating harassment. The board says the student, identified only by the initials KM, faced physical and verbal threats from a group of ninth grade students after he overheard a conversation about drinking and drugs in a gym locker room. K&M had sought permission to open and roll out of the Riverside Community School District, but the local school board denied his request, citing a missed application deadline. The start of school at one Northwest Iowa school district has been delayed after a colony of bats was discovered in the second floor high school office. George Little Rock Superintendent John Ierley told the Sioux City Journal that an electrician installing a new phone system during the first week of August found evidence of bats while in the school's liaison officer's office. The school has contracted with a pest control company to remove the bats. To allow enough time to complete the removal and sterilization, classes will now begin August 28th at George Little Rock District Schools. The school was previously scheduled to start on Wednesday. The bats removal, which will also include installation of some new insulation, will run about $50,000. Elsewhere in the news, a search warrant conducted Wednesday on a vehicle driven by 31-year-old Justin David Howd of Irwin resulted in him being arrested on a Cass County Sheriff's Office warrant on felony charges of theft in the first degree and burglary in the third degree. The warrant was the result of the burglary and theft of a vehicle in rural Atlantic. The incident had been reported to the Sheriff's Office on August 4th. Howd was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held yesterday on $15,000 cash bond. Also arrested on Wednesday was 53-year-old Kim LeVere Hester of Casey. Hester was taken into custody on a district court warrant for violation of probation. He was transported to the Cass County Jail and remained held on a $10,000 bond. In the funeral announcements, Beryl Arthur Paulin, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Beryl Paulin will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mary McAvoy Stoberl, age 83, of Stewart, died at her home. A celebration of life tribute for Mary Stoberl will be this Sunday from 2 until 4 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Helen J. June Berger, age 84, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Shelby, died Thursday. Services for June Berger are currently pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Robert D. Hansen, age 86, of Manning, died Wednesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Services for Robert D. Hansen are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Vanetta Lynch Hilgren, age 89, of Des Moines, died Tuesday at her home. A private service will be held in her honor. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is assisting the family of Vanetta Hilgren. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.